So I need to make a decision to think something differently when those criticisms come up.
Yep. And it takes like a bajillion times a day, every day. But here's the thing that happens. So let me try to draw this out. Here comes old Shitty. He makes his little appearance. Your old Shitty has like corn in it. He's got all the perfectionism bullshit going in there too. Looks terrible, extra terrible. Old Shitty left alone just gets you the current results that you get. All right? And that's what most of us do. We just letting it fly. You're doing this, old Shitty, and then you're adding to it, I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be here. My parents. You're not talking about old Shitty as if, like, I know where it started, so I'm busy rewriting my past and changing my thoughts and all this other stuff. Like, no, you're doing it the pity way. It's my parents. It's so bad. Poor pitiful me. I didn't get the parents that treated me nice. That keeps you in the spin cycle. Guess what? We're not doing anything with old Shitty. We're just believing him now. The more you justify him because of your past, the more he sticks around. There's no new story created. You're just explaining all the time why he's here and cozying up to him. Or you're arguing. That takes us back to the self-loathing. That little girl is sitting there going like, we're not good enough. We've screwed up, blah, blah, blah. She's just repeating what she heard. And then you come in like your parents and say, you're not good enough. If you weren't here, everything would be different. You're parenting yourself just like your parents did with your thinking. The very thing you wish was different, you're doing it to yourself every single day. So now we gotta like stop that. We gotta have old Shitty plus love, understanding. That's terrible spelling. Compassion. We're just gonna call comp. And patience. Damn it, y'all. Y'all don't get some fucking patience with your thought work, you ain't ever gonna do it. How many of you had parents say shitty things to yourself, to you when you were a kid? And it was probably because they were not practicing patience with you. They thought that your eight-year-old stage, that you should have been so different. I can't tell you how many times I've, like, in my life, yelled at Logan, who's like 10 or 12, because he ain't done something that a 10 or 12-year-old probably ain't going to do anyway. But because I'm impatient and thinking he should be like a 22-year-old kid, I said shit. We all got to have more patience. You got to have patience with your thoughts. You got to have patience with people. Patience with the process. Patience with your weight loss. Patience with all your urges. If there was one feeling that I could, like, just drop in y'all's heads, it would be patience. That's the hoser. And remember when I talked about the, and I know they're telling me it's time. We'll take a break in just a second. I'm, like, getting my flags back there. Remember when I went through this? World happens. Parents say shit. I'm adopted. My sister, all this stuff. The world happens. Guys, patience. When you know what you're doing to yourself, that's the pause. Patience in the do. When you catch yourself self-loathing, for you, it's beating yourself up for having beat up thoughts. It's arguing with what's happening in your brain rather than just saying, stop. Let's just look at what's happening in my brain. Patience. Then when you feel not good enough, When you feel the anxiety of being hard on yourself, patience to not rush, but to understand why. And then patience when the thoughts come in. When you're doing your journaling and you notice your thoughts, you have patience with them. Not judgment. No more judgment. Here's how you know if you're judging it. You'll feel in a rush to change everything. That's you judging it. Patience is slow because it's looking for understanding.